Okay, so here we go. This might be one of the top videos. I hope so, anyway. Audios, videos, whatever you want to call it. It's an audio that turns to a video. So, I got a picture with a 153 fish on a website. And I typed in underneath, I said, Jesus told his disciples to cast the net on the other side. They caught 153 fish, and he said, feed my sheep. Those two things are connected. Then I said, let me make sure I got that in the right order. And so then I Googled it, and the first thing that came up was Got Questions, and they said, oh, it has no deeper meaning. It just is literal. It has no deeper meaning. And I thought to myself, what? You are supposed to be a spiritual teaching website, and you don't see the significance of the 153? What are you smoking? Why in the world are they teaching when they don't even know this one? Blows your mind. Maybe they hired a script, a writer for that page. You know, maybe they hired somebody who just fills in the blanks, you know. Maybe they did an AI program to write that. That's probably an AI article. That's what I'm talking about. If you do AI articles based on the Bible, something wrong. You got to be able to... The AI machine cannot see spiritual truth. So I thought about it, because I know what the 153 means, and it's significant not only in the Bible times, but it's significant in your inner man, and it's significant all around you. So I thought, well, I'm gonna talk about this, and I was mad. And I thought, well, if I do it in the energy of the flesh, that's the whole point of the 153, casting the net on the starboard side. See, if you try to do anything in the energy of the flesh, it's not going to work out. It's just not going to work out. That's why most marriages fail, because it's just all flesh. It's not spiritual. 99% of the marriages that fail is because they're all trying to do it in the energy of the flesh. They're not doing it because God said marry that person. They just wanted to marry that person, which, you know, sometimes it works out. And God ain't going to stop you because he gives you a free will. But you're going to have trouble if you marry an unsaved or you marry somebody just because of their looks. If you marry somebody if you try to marry somebody who says they're spiritual and they're not, you're going to have trouble. They lie. You know, they can lie. So here goes. 153. The significance of the 153. So they cast the net on the left side all night, didn't catch nothing. Then Jesus told them to cast the net on the starboard side, and they caught 153 fish. Why would they count them? Why would they count the fish? There would be no reason to count them. They knew that there was a deeper meaning behind that. 153 fish they caught. Why would you count them? I guess you're going to sell them or something, but I don't know what their whole goal was. I guess they count them to sell them. But anyway, 153. Now, what is 153? In mathematics, you take two circles, you put them together, and you do some math calculations, and you get the distance from the top to the bottom. It's a ratio of 153. The union. Cast the net on the other side. Union. The starboard side and the portal side. And in between is a boat, and it looks like a fish. The boat looks like a fish. What's the chances of boats on water looking like a fish? They're shaped like a fish. Why is that? Because it's an object lesson. Fish know how to swim. And so mankind builds a boat after the shape of a fish for a reason. But not only that, the two circles come together and make a union, right? And it actually looks like the vesica piscis. It looks like the vagina shape, right? Or your eye, the shape of your eye. And so it also looks like any kind of birthing portal, if you want to say that, you know? And it's a, if you put them all together, it's like a spiral, you know? And so if you put them on top of each other, it's a spiral. And the word spiral goes back to volute, and it goes back to turn. So God is turning out copies of himself. And so, and also the red versus blue is the left side, the right side, right? And so as you have the red and blue facing off, I don't care if it's political, I don't care if it's football, basketball, I don't care if it's whatever system is a red versus blue system down here, it's part of the cycle process to birth in a baby, right? And so the baby comes out the vagina. The vagina is shaped like the vesica piscis, and that's where the baby comes out. And so the red versus blue system that we're in is birthing out babies, spiritual babies. See, the person who wrote this wrote it with just a brute beast natural mind. They don't see the spiritual side of life. And somebody said, told me a long time ago, said, "You're a natural born seer." I don't know if you want to call me that, but I have been able to see deeper truth my whole life. I wasn't saved most of the time, but I did see deeper truth. When I got born again, I saw that it all points to Jesus. It all points to the Bible. It all has a deeper truth. Even in Genesis chapter 1, the gospel's being preached. The born-again experience is being preached. The Spirit of God vibrated over the earth. The earth plane represents the material, the ma, the heart. The heart's deceitfully wicked, the machine. Why is there a machine? Why are there bad corporations, bad apple corporations? Why is there a machine? Why is there matter? Why does it even matter? The reason is, the reason it matters is because God is trying to show you something to get you to be birthed into the new, like this lady here. She's all upset because I was going to turn right and I couldn't, so I turned left. I'm in a parking lot. I'm not on the street, because if I was on the street, I would commit to my direction. But that's my point. These people are crazy. They get upset over minute issues because they're flesh creatures. They're brute beasts. They only think about the natural realm. They don't think about anything deeper but themselves. Do you hear what I'm saying? And so this person who wrote this article said the 153 has no deeper meaning. It just means they caught 153 fish. It's ridiculous. It's insane. Do you really believe there's nothing deeper to the 153? GotQuestions.org or whatever station that is, whatever channel that is. Do you really believe that there's nothing deeper to that? Really? Anyway, so one of the deeper meanings is they were trying to catch fish on the portal side without the spiritual side, the starboard side. That's why it's called starboard. So they were trying to catch fish without the spiritual side. So when you try to catch fish, souls of men is what I'm talking about. When you try to catch souls and you do it in the energy of the flesh, it's not going to work. So before I did the message, I was thinking, Lord, I wanted to get mad and just attack the writer of that article on gotquestions.org. But I thought, no, that's not the energy of the spirit. That's the energy of the flesh. All you have to do is type in 153 math. You'll see the symbol. You can do the math calculations. All you have to do is just Google some images, and you'll see that vesica piscis shape, which is the birthing portal. And so you see on the left side, you got the portal side. On the right side, you got the starboard side. And I think that's right. It might be the opposite. But whichever side that they cast it on, you can't just do one side. You have to, you're down here in the natural. So you got to work in the natural, but you also work in the spiritual at the same time. And when those two are working hand in hand, then some people can get born again. Because let's say somebody is on the street and they're hungry and you go give them some food, right? Then you can give them the gospel. But if you just go tell them about Jesus and Jesus saves, but they're sitting there starving to death, they're not going to hear you. You understand? But it's not, it's deeper than that. It applies in your heart. If you're trying to do something in your flesh without trusting God and waiting on God, and it's not going to work out. But when you pray to God and ask God and seek God, and you also do stuff in the natural, it flows, you know. Going down the street, there's a street and there's a two lanes. One lane is going one way, one lane is going the other way. They're going opposite directions. They're rubbing. In between them is the rubbing process. And what is the rubbing? Where the rubber meets the road. The rubbing process is cutting out the flesh, is wearing out the flesh. And so God has to let you wear yourself out. God sets a trap. Like Zeph Daniel said many times, he sets many traps. But God sets a trap to let you wear yourself out. And then when you finally come to the end of yourself and you cry out to Him, then He opens up the door and reveals everything. I was going to go in this Sheetz, but their parking lot is full of trash. And I know it's the customers, I know that, but they should have somebody out here picking up trash on every hour or something. They're not even managing this place right. I'm not going in there. I'll go to a different one. What's my point of all this? The 153 shows two circles on each side. If you cut the circles, it looks like two C's. CC, creation code, closed caption, consolidated corporation. You see it everywhere. CC is 33. And so the 153 is revealing that Jesus is the union down here. Jesus is the nexus point. Jesus is the union between the earth plane and the spiritual plane. So just like there's a man and woman that have a union to make a baby, God has to have a middle. There has to be a moment of connection, right? There has to be a middle, something to make that connection. So if you go to Home Depot or Lowe's, you'll have male and female connectors. One fits inside the other one. You go to the conduit department in electrical, you have a male and female adapter. You go into plumbing, male and female adapter. Everything fits. But what is that signifying? That Jesus is the middleman. Jesus is the God-man. There's one mediator between God and man, the Lord Jesus Christ. And in order to be an evangelist, to be a person who wins souls, you have to do it in the energy of the flesh, because it's not you. It's Christ in you. Jesus alone does it. And so this is why people preach works instead of faith alone, because they're trying to do it in the energy flesh. You got to be better. You got to be good enough. You got to climb this pole. You got to raise yourself up by your own bootstraps. You got to touch not, taste not, handle not. You got to follow this rank or this rule or this grade or this rating or this level. You got to rise to the next level. No, it's faith alone and Jesus alone, because Jesus already finished it. And so when you tell somebody, hey, are you wanting to get to heaven? And they say, yeah. And if you say, well, you got to work hard enough. You got to do it. They know they can't do it. You just can't sin anymore. You can't have a bad thought anymore. You can't get upset anymore. You already turned them away. But if you say it's faith alone and Jesus alone, you don't have to do anything except believe on Jesus, and then he'll do the work in you. Then their ears should perk up, unless they're a works-based evangelist, unless they're Pentecostal or something like that, or a legalist. But anyway, back to what I'm saying. The 153 has deeper meaning regarding the boat, the shape of the boat, the fish, fishers of men. I'll make you fishers of men. He told that one disciple, said, "Do you love me?" He said, "Yes, feed my sheep." "Do you love me?" "Yes, Lord, you know I do. Feed my sheep." "Do you love me?" And then he stressed it, and he says, "You know this, Lord." And then Jesus said something even more strong, you know, about feeding the sheep. I can't remember it right off, but it's all significant. Everything that happens in your life, the reason that all this drama is going on and this turmoil back and forth, the left versus the right, the red versus the blue, is to birth you, to set your affections on the starboard side, the heavenly side, to set your affections above, and to not try to do it in the energy of the flesh, because you see what happens. Yes, anybody can do anything in the portal side. Anybody can do anything down here. All you have to do is walk around, use your hands, and do it. Use your brain, your natural brain. But in order to really see deeper, to accomplish more, because you're going to wear yourself out unless God gives you the flow, unless the Spirit moves you, unless the Spirit opens doors. Because this realm, you know it, I know it, that this realm, anytime you try to do anything, if you're not a Freemason or a Jesuit or a witch or a legalist or a narcissist or a psychopath, sociopath, anything you try to do in this natural realm, they're going to resist you because you haven't joined with them, because you're not a part of the hive mind. You're not a part of Egypt or Babylon. So since you're not in the hive will resist you. When you rise above the hive, they try to pull you down. When you just chill underneath the hive mind, they try to step on you. So the only way you're going to win is in the energy of the Spirit. So that 153 has so much significance. That's why it made me angry. Because it's so deep. It applies to traffic. It applies to doing a deed, doing a work, an opus work, an operation. It applies to your job. It applies to marriage. It applies to your inner man. It applies to your life, your outlook on life. If you're just doing stuff on the portal side, which is the natural side, and you're not tied into the spiritual side, the starboard side, then you're not going to be able to function. That ship is not going to flow. Yeah, the man and woman can come together in the natural side and make a baby, but they're not making a home. So the man and woman come together on the natural side, but they don't have any spiritual side. They only have the portal side, and they don't have the starboard side. So their boat is not going to float. Your boat's not going to float if you're only casting the net on one side. And so you can have all the money in the world. You can have all the prestige. You can be a CEO. But why are you drinking? Why are you drugging? Why are you stressing? Because you're only casting the net on the natural side and not the spiritual side. You don't have the middle conception, Christ in you, the hope of glory. The Word of God the seed of the Word has to go into the womb of your heart. And there has to be a conception and then the birthing. The man puts the seed in the womb. Then there's a conception. And then there's a process, a nine-month process, a cycle process. And that process is to birth out the baby. So you might be doing everything you can in the natural. You might be rich, but you're still not happy. Why? Because you're only focused on the natural and not on the spiritual. There's saints out there that are more happy, and they don't make hardly anything. That they're more happier than you are, and you're a rich person with no spiritual side. And there's a lot of people who try to be all spiritual and don't do anything in the natural. they just sit there in their room reading their Bible and they never spread the news, you know? Why are you here? You're a portal. Your ship, your body ship, your mouth is a portal to speak out the truth. Your hands are portals to write out the blogs and the truths. Your eye is shaped like a Vesca Pisces because these things are going into your eye gate. Your ears are shaped like a record player because it's being recorded on your mind. And so as you look and as you listen, as you touch, you taste, you feel, you smell, all these five senses, five is A, B, C, D, E. E is the ethereal plane. You got five senses. You got enough senses to bring you back to your senses. And if you think all this place is just coincidence or natural, that the 153 has nothing to do with anything, that's just a coincidence. They put it in that was written in the Bible by the Holy Spirit, and he just threw it in there because it was just an accident. I don't think so. And you know it's not true. So gotquestions.org, whoever's writing these articles for you now, they need to get saved, or they need to just quit writing. Something ain't right. You're leading people to stay as brute, natural beast. The natural brute beast cannot receive the things of the Spirit. That's in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. They cannot receive the things from above because they're just natural brute beasts. They don't have the Spirit in them. They never got saved. Natural brute beast who don't have the Spirit shouldn't be writing articles about the Bible or teaching the Bible. But it's not for me to fix that. It's for me to show it and to speak it out into the matrix, out into reality, and somebody can take what I say and break it down even further or unfold it more and write some articles. But I promise you, what I'm saying here, 99% of the people are on the red side or the blue side. Cowboys, Indians, McDonald's, Burger King, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Ford, Chevrolet. 99% of the people are in the red versus blue team, one of the teams, the red or the blue team, and they don't even realize that they're facing off with a mirror image of themselves so that they can actually be birthed. You know it's not the extreme. You know socialism's bad, but there's people in our society that need help. The elderly and the children. I mean, why am I paying taxes to pay for a bus to kids take the bus to school and the kids eat? I could be mad about that, but I'm not, because it's part of a community. There's always going to be some charity in every society. So you could go to one extreme and say, nothing's free. We don't give nothing for free, like the far-right Republicans. Or you can go to one side and say, we want socialism. Both sides are ridiculous. Both extremes are ridiculous. If you have a field and you don't leave part of it for the poor people and the strangers and the women to glean the field, something wrong with you. If somebody needs some help, God knows if you help them. Don't you think God is going to repay if you sacrifice? The reason people don't sacrifice and they don't give is because they're stuck in the natural plane. They're not in the spiritual plane. Hello? Just the way it is. I promise you, every time I did this, I did an experiment one time at work. I gave somebody $10 and I made $100 that night driving Uber. I gave somebody $50, I made $50. I tested it. It's real, people. Because it's all not, it's not, there's no such thing as coincidence. This is real. This is not a game. I'm not doing this website for, I'm not paying all this money every month to run these three database websites with all this audio for fun. I could be putting that money in investments, but I'm trying to get this stuff out here, because most of the teachers out there don't even have a clue. They're saying stuff that don't even, that, yeah, it might be the basics, but what's the meaning behind it? See, if you don't know the meaning behind it, you're just going through it like it's some kind of rule-based system. But if you know the reason behind it all, oh, if you love me, feed my sheep. If you love me, feed my sheep. If you love me, feed my sheep. There's a reason behind this whole creation. Is God has some sheep that he wants to be fed. And you step into that, not because of law, but because of love and grace and truth. And it's actually a heart transformation. So the old Adam is the portal side. The new Adam is the starboard side. You have a new heart once you get born again. So your motive is not money and greed and selfishness anymore. It's, hey, let me work harder so I can give out some more truth. Let me work harder so I can help somebody else. It's kind of like a parent that loves their children. They want to work harder to provide for the children. But a lot of times, they've enabled their children to be selfish. And they think they deserve every time. And a lot of times, the people who are hardest on their children, who don't really care, the children grow up and change and become more graceful and more loving. It actually almost, it's like an oxymoron, but that's part of the game. Just like Israel, every time they had a new king, the land would be blessed. And then the next king, the land would be cursed. Why? Because it's the sine wave. It's part of the process of weeding out the lackadaisical attitude. Because when you get hit with something, you can't just sit there on your couch. You got to get up and do something. You got to change that tire. You got to change that oil. You got to pay that bill. You got to get up or you're going to die. So part of the process of being hit with stuff is to push you to the next level, to birth you to the next state. So the 153, just Google the two circles and one, the math, just type in math 153, click images, and you'll see all the different images of 153, and you'll see that there's a union there, and that union is the birthing process. And so the 153 fish, once you get born again, you want to be fishers of men, because that's part of the process. You got saved, so you want others to get saved. You received Christ freely, so you want to give out the good news freely. You don't want to see anybody go to hell because you have a new heart now. You are no longer just stuck on the portal side, but you got a new heart. So now you have a heart that's based in the heavenlies, the starboard side. So you have a new heart to win souls.